دمنا درج ابو بکر الصدیق دکلیوا مسول ابو بکر الصدیق ابو بکر الصدیق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the beginning of the silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points that it contains. I will try to practice upon them, encourage them to my family, my spouse, my children, my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, please make them now to gain maximum rewards, inshallah ta'ala. There are countless benefits and blessings in reciting durood and salawat upon our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahlul Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwi Ziyai, Damud Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has quoted a very beautiful hadith in his beautiful book, Unparalleled Devotee, which is a brief biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Therein he mentions that the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, there is an angel of Allah azza wa jal who has one arm in the east and the other in the west. Whenever anybody sends durood and salat upon me with devotion, this angel dives into water and shakes his wings. Allah Azza wa Jal creates an angel in place of each droplet of water dripping from his wings. These angels then continuously seek forgiveness for the person who had recited salat and durood until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed the life of His Eminence, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first Khalifa and successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is indeed, it contains many lessons, it contains many things we can learn from, regarding the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, regarding following the blessed sunnah as well. It is indeed worth mentioning again that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was about to pass away, he made a will that bring my body, after my passing, bring my body in front of the Rose Mubarak, the enlightened tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and ask for permission for me to be buried therein. If permission is granted from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then bury me there, otherwise in Jannatul Baqi. We all know, when this happened, a voice was heard coming from the enlightened tomb, that adkhilul habiba ila al-habibi, fa innal habiba ila al-habibi mushtaqun. Subhanallah. Meaning, join the beloved to his beloved, because the beloved is longing for his beloved. Subhanallah. This was the belief of, and the aqidah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, all Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even after his apparent demise and passing away, is still alive in his blessed tomb and has the power, is a possessor of power and authority. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, all the Prophets alayhim salam, the Anbiya alayhim salam, are alive in their graves. In this regard, a hadith of Ibn Majah has been quoted. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. that without doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has made it forbidden for the earth to decay the bodies of the prophets alayhi wasalam. The Prophet of Allah is alive and is given sustenance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith has been mentioned. Al-anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusalluna. The prophets are alive and they offer salah in their graves. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is absolutely necessary for every Muslim to hold the same aqaid and beliefs about Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the blessed Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, the companions, they had. If ma'ad Allah azza wa jal, may Allah azza wa jal save us from this, if shaitan, Satan, the humiliated and cursed one, tries to create any doubts in our minds, or if Satan attempts the impure plot of trying to lower the greatness of the supreme rank of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by giving logical proofs or so-called logical proofs, then stay as far away as possible from this. On page 58 of Iman Ki Pehchan, meaning the recognition of faith, the 162 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is mentioned that Al-Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, warns the obedient followers and lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, saying, when insolent and disrespectful people cause blasphemy to the grand dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then no love or respect for them should remain in your heart at all. Immediately remove them from your life as a fly is removed from milk and thrown away. Hate the names and hate the faces of such disgusting and repulsive individuals. Do not take into consideration any family ties or relationships or friendship with them. And do not look at their apparent religious knowledge, scholarly status or intellectual ability. After all, any relation or contact with them was only on the basis of the love and servitude of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When they became a blasphemer of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how can your relationship still exist with them? Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, His Eminence Sayyiduna Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted in his world famous book Sharh As-Sudur that the time of death of a person came and he was told to recite the Kalima Tayyiba. He replied, I do not have the ability to recite it because I used to associate with those people who would tell me to say blasphemous and offensive and insulting words against Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, from this narration we have learnt that how great is the status and rank of Shaykhain Karimain, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. When being a friend of those who insult them was the cause of that person not being fortunate enough to recite the Kalima Tayyiba at the time of his death, just imagine what would be the fate of those who actually make the insulting remarks. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from such disgusting people. Therefore, it is vital to stay away from those who disrespect Shaykhain Karimain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Only embrace the company of the lovers of the Prophet and the servants of the Sahaba and Awliya alayhim ridwan. Illuminate the lamp of the love for these great personalities in the heart and become worthy of receiving the blessings of both worlds. Love of the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal is extremely beneficial in the grave and the hereafter. In this regard, a person once narrated, this is recorded in Sharh al-Sudur as well, a person has narrated that after a companion of my teacher died, my teacher saw him in a dream and asked him, "What did Allah Azza wa Jal do with you?" He replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me." My teacher then asked, "What happened with Munkar and Nakir? Who are they?" "The questioning angels that will come in the grave." The friend replied, "When they made me sit and began to question me, Allah Azza wa Jal put a thought into my heart and I said to the angels, for the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, for the sake of Umar, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, please leave me alone." Upon hearing this, one of the angels said to the other, "He has presented the means of very renowned personalities, so let us leave him alone." After this, they left me alone and went away. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On page 60 to 61 of Malfoodat-e Ala Hazrat, part 4, the 561-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, Al Hazrat, the reviver of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated, "Once the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, took the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his blessed right hand, and the hand of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his blessed left hand. And he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, 'Hakadha nub'athu yawm al-qiyamah.'" Meaning, on the day of judgment, we will be raised exactly like this. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our guide, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is certainly the greatest companion and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressed his love and devotion for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through his actions and akhlaq, his character as well. Even when the path of love was filled with thorns and various difficulties, his heart remained full with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In gaining the honor of being the first public speaker of Islam, that's right, the first public speaker of Islam, he was severely injured in his efforts for the propagation of the beautiful deen of Islam. Despite this, he never allowed even a fraction of a lapse to occur in the path of his dedication. There's a great lesson for us in his life, which was filled with so many difficulties. No matter what problem we have to face in the path of invitation towards righteousness and goodness, we should not even think about giving up, nor standing back from this. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, from the blessed, love-filled life of Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another lesson that we can learn is that our sorrows, our sighs should not be for the sake of this dunya, for the sake of this world. Our tears should not flow in the love of this world, and our hearts should not ache for worldly fame and honor. On the contrary, the desire of our heart should be for the love of the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our tears should flow in the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, instead for this world. We should not be obsessed with this dunya. Rather, we should become passionate about the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, an imitation of his blessed, perfect sunnah lifestyle. We should sacrifice our wishes for the wishes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And our only desire should be to sacrifice our wealth, even our life, for the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything which is connected to him should be beloved in our hearts. Whichever fortunate person succeeds in living such a life, Allah Azza wa Jal will bring the world to his knees in front of him, and Allah Azza wa Jal will make the people obedient to him. He will be praised and admired in the heavens, and above all else, he will become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How regretful is that the majority of the Muslims of today are being disgraced and humiliated because they have become obsessed with the ways and fashions of the enemies of Islam instead of adopting the Uswa-e-Hasana, the best and perfect role model and code, which is the ideal life, the sunnah, perfect lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, those who love their parents, they don't cause any harm and pain to the hearts of their parents. Those who love their children do not allow them to become unhappy. No one can bear to see his friend sad because of him. And nobody causes distress to those that they love. However, unfortunately, the deeds of the majority of Muslims of today who claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are not those which are pleasing to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen carefully. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, meaning, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. Now what kind of followers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are those people who cause pain to the enlightened heart of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by not worrying about their salah and by missing their salah intentionally? Which type of love is this? Ask ourselves. And what kind of devotion is this that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam emphasizes fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak? But those who call themselves as lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam avoid following this command, therefore becoming the source of displeasure for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encourages the performance of Taraweeh Salah, but heedless followers do not even perform them. And if they do, they just ritually perform them for the first few days of Ramadan. And then thereafter, they neglect this as well. Is this the love? Is this the love and devotion to the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Indeed, perform Fikr-e-Madina. What is Fikr-e-Madina? This is a term in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, meaning self-reflection and contemplation regarding our deeds, whatever actions we have done or we are doing. Perform Fikr-e-Madina. What kind of love and what kind of devotion is this that people feel pride in looking and acting like the enemies of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the source of peace for the disheartened, the final, the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would always remember us. That's right. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always remember us, his ummah. even at the time of his birth. As soon as he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, entered this world, he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, performed sajda, prostration. At that time, this dua, this supplication was present on his blessed lips, which is, Rabbi habli ummati. Rabbi habli ummati. O my Lord, hand over my ummah to me. It is stated in the world famous book, Madarijun Nubuwa, that Sayyidina Quthaam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the last person who came out after the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had been taken into his enlightened grave. He has narrated, he was the last to come out from there. He has narrated that, I am the last person who saw the illuminated body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his pure grave. I saw that the master of Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was moving his blessed lips. So I brought my ears close to the blessed mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I heard that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was saying, Rabbi ummati, O my Lord, my ummah, subhanallah. It has been narrated on page 178 of volume 7 of Kanzul Ummal, that the Sultan of both worlds, the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, after my apparent passing, I will continue to say, Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati, O my Lord, my ummah, I will say this in my grave until the time of resurrection. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated, on the day of judgment, on Qiyamah, all the prophets, alayhim as-salam, will be present on their golden pulpits. But my pulpit will be empty, because I will be standing silently in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that Allah Azza wa Jal does not order me to go to Jannah, to paradise, with my ummah still worried behind me. Allah Azza wa Jal will then say, O beloved, I will make the decision about your ummah according to whatever you wish. Then I will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to take them along with me, subhanallah. Furthermore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I will repeatedly make this request until I will be given a list of those people who are going to Jahannam, who are going to hell. I will intercede for those who have already entered into hell and thus take them out from there. And in this way, nobody from my ummah, none from my ummah will be left to face the azab and torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh, those who are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh, the obedient slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sacrifice yourselves at the feet of the merciful master of the ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Spend your life not only in his servitude, but also in the servitude of his servants. And spend time with Dawud Islami in traveling on the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, and become worthy, inshaAllah ta'ala, of the shafa'ah and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make your appearance such that you show your face in front of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, on the Day of Judgment. Stay away from making your appearance like those who are the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that you may show him your face on the Day of Judgment. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, for the sake of the dust under the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if only we too could become true and sincere lovers and followers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if only our standing, our sitting, our walking, our talking, eating, drinking, sleeping, awaking, giving, taking, our living and our dying would become according to the sunnah of the guide to the path of salvation, the master of Medina, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The descendants of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu are referred to as Siddiqis. And even today, it is possible for the mark of that snake bite to be seen on their toe. However, if it is not apparent, it is not permissible to doubt their Siddiqiyat, that is their lineage to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because this sign is not evident in all of them. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Damud Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has said that once I requested a Siddiqi scholar to show me the sign on his toe. He said, my father made it prominent by scratching it, but now it is concealed again. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated on page 359 of Miratul Manajih that some salihin, some pious people have been heard to say that either snakes do not bite those who are from the offspring of Shaykh Siddiqi, that is Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Sahabi, or if they do bite, the poison does not affect. In this manner, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many other karamat of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, in particular of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and all Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, grant us the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the enthusiasm to follow in their footsteps, to follow in the blessed footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to practice and live our life according to the sunnah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The man of dread, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the caliph of Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.